The feast we celebrate today, Pentecost, is actually a feast about language. In our readings last night, because it's the vigil, the first reading is about the Tower of Babel. And of course, in our first reading today from the Acts of the Apostles, we hear how, in a sense, the division at the time of the Tower of Babel is overcome by the power of the Spirit. If you recall, in that Genesis story of the Tower of Babel, it says they all spoke one language. And because they spoke one language, it seems to have led them to an idea that we will build our own city. We will build this tower and by our own power reach to the heavens. And the Lord says, this is not good. This will lead them astray. I will scatter their languages, create this division among them. And so the many languages are born. This interplay, or we could say tension, between humanity wanting to speak its language and the language of God plays out today. If I were to say that we have one language throughout all of humanity, throughout all the world, you might say, well, that's probably not the case. But I think it is. We have one language and it's called mathematics. The whole idea that everything is quantifiable, that we can understand everything by equations, force, measurable quantities, and all that goes with it. Since the time of Francis Bacon in the 14th century, the idea has been, if I can calculate it, I can manipulate it. If I can measure it, I can create it. And that's all done with math. And look what we do with it ourselves. We give test scores. A number, 100, is good. 90, not bad. 80, 70, you're not going out for recess. We give IQ tests. We measure people. We keep all kinds of statistics and we run our life by them in a certain way. And of course, we measure value by numbers. It is worth so much in, if we wanted to stay on the gold standard, ounces of gold. Pieces of paper we call dollars with different numbers stamped on them. And the whole economy runs that way. So mathematics is a language, and it is the very language by which we seek to grasp and take control of nature and create, build our own world. But the scientific language of mathematics does not answer any of the questions that really pertain to being human. It doesn't say what the meaning of life is. It doesn't tell you how to be good or be a good person or be in a good community. It doesn't tell you how that you live in the midst of the suffering or the words that you're supposed to speak in comfort. It gives you none of that. And so when we hear today that the Lord sends his Spirit upon those gathered in the upper room, and people hear them speak in their own language, the Lord doesn't overcome the disparity of languages, the difference in languages, by creating one new language that everybody can learn. The Lord lets the various languages stand, but now he speaks his own word to their hearts. As we heard in the gospel, it is the language of the forgiveness of sins. It is the language of the presence of the peace of Christ. It is what the apostles are sent to speak into the world. As it says in that reading from Acts, the mighty works of God. And each person who allows the Spirit to come into them, dwell in their hearts, and shape their lives, speaks a word, a language, into the world. It's the language of God. It's the language of the presence of the Son, the power of the Spirit, and the forgiveness and the peace that only comes from God. Your baptism, which we were reminded of in the sprinkling rite, initiates you into the language of God, and God calls us as His elect to be His voice in the world. To be again John the Baptist, prepare the way. To be again the Blessed Mother, let it be done to me according to thy word. To be again His apostles sent. So this Feast of Pentecost challenges us to say and to look at ourselves and ask, what language do I speak? What is the word I speak into the world day after day? Am I so caught up in speaking the language of this world, the world of numbers, of calculations, of quantifiable entities, and measuring myself against them, whether it be wealth, whether it be a particular talent, whether it be what I have, what I don't have, what I had, what I lost? What language do we speak in our hearts? What word do we allow the Lord to speak to us? And what do we say? What do we announce into the world? On this Feast of Pentecost, let us hear again the Lord's words. As the Father sent me, so I send you. Let us ask the Lord for the grace to be sent and to proclaim His mighty works.